Let's talk about NSABP B40. That trial's been discussed for quite a while, the neoadjuvant chemotherapy study. Where are things right now?
Well, I think we're getting ready to initiate that trial. It's a study that's going to use PCR as the primary endpoint. It's going to test three chemotherapeutic regimens, and this is a 3x2 factorial, plus or minus bevacizumab.
What's the eligibility for the study?
The eligibility of the study is palpable disease that's 2 centimeters or greater in size. Each patient's going to have a core biopsy that will be in the NSABP tumor bank and will collect the tissue at the time of operation as well in an effort to develop a molecular taxonomy in that setting, as well as perhaps to determine an algorithm to ascertain the responsiveness to bevacizumab.
Now, at one point, I'd heard that there was some consideration to using some type of sort of in vitro chemotherapy sensitivity assay or looking at it as part of this. Is that going to be done?
Yes. Yes, it will be done.
That's interesting. That concept goes back quite a few years and never really seemed to take off. Is there any reason to think that we're in better shape now in terms of predicting response?
I think that this goes back to Sid Salmon and that era. Is there any reason to think that it's going to be any different than the in vitro sensitivity assays up to now, where, you know, perhaps the lack of sensitivity has been shown to prevail for some diseases, especially ovarian and so on and so forth, but it hasn't really been effective in predicting those patients who will benefit? I'm not as nihilistic about the likelihood of this being successful as some. I think we really haven't tested this concept in a very rigid and prospective manner. And I think for that reason, we're enthusiastic about including it, particularly in the preoperative setting, where we're going to have a pretty rapid endpoint.